Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Folks, I can't tell you how excited I am about the conversation that we are about to have. And something exciting is coming to St. Tammany Parish. It's all about civics in today's society. The study of the rights and the duties of citizenship is how it's defined. The St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce is hosting the Civics Bee as part of the United States Chamber of Commerce's push for civics in every state as part of the nation's 250th anniversary. And we're joined by Michelle Biggs, Vice President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil, for having me.
I was so excited when I heard that this was going to be the topic today. I have been a big promoter of the study of civics. It's something that's lacking in our schools, not only in this state, but around the country. And it's about time, you know, we bring it back.
It is. And this is such a great program, and we are so excited to host it this year. So, as you mentioned, you know, for a while, there was a trend of declining civics education in the U.S. schools. And I think mainly it was because there was such a focus on STEM education, which, of course, is also important. But what we're finding is that because of this, like 70% of adults fail a basic civics quiz. 26% can't even name a single First Amendment right. So, you know, we feel that it's very important to be for everyone to be engaged in the civics process. We feel that informed and active citizens contribute to a strong economy and workforce and country. So we're really excited to bring this program to the North Shore.
I'm sure you read it like I do. When you go to social media, you see some of this dialogue and rhetoric going back and forth. And I mean, it's amazing to me just how our population is so ignorant about how its own government operates.
Right. And unfortunately, you know, it's that lack of knowledge that leads to a lot of the civil discourse that you see on social media. And we're hoping that if we can educate the students, help educate the students, it will also trickle out to the parents. And hopefully, if everybody is more informed, then they can have more knowledgeable conversations and be a little more civil.
Yeah, and I mean, and you see it, I'm sure, just at the local government level as well, right? I mean, the back and forth between citizens and their elected leaders, the political discourse is getting pretty damn ugly, I think it's safe to say. And a lot of it is driven and motivated by ignorance. I mean, they're arguing over things that they don't even quite understand how the process works.
Right. So I just read an article this morning from Johns Hopkins University, and they did a study, and they're saying that now this program that the U.S. Chamber Foundation has implemented is really starting to have an effect. I think they've had the program for about 3 years now, and they're finding that it's really getting good results, that students are coming out more informed, and they're growing into young adults who are more engaged in the community and engaged in politics and government. And, you know, hopefully the leaders that will come from this will be able to lead us more civilly and really contribute to the nation.
So let's get into the granular details of the Civics Bee. Tell us about it.
Sure. So it is a competition, and it's nationwide, and it's for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students. And it's where they showcase their civics knowledge, their knowledge about history and government. It starts off with a written essay. There's a portal that the students can go on and complete. It's a very simple first essay. And then they advance through regional, state, and national competition. And so what we're going to be hosting is the regional competition. And it's similar to a spelling bee, what you would normally think about that, but it's all about civics. So they are able to be on the stage and present a little bit about their essay. And then there's multiple choice questions about civics, how government works, about the Bill of Rights, and all of these various things related to civics. And they compete for cash prizes at each level. And then the finalists will advance to the national championship, and they are actually receive a paid trip up to Washington, D.C. They compete for national recognition, and the grand finalist will actually receive a $100,000 contribution to a 529 education savings plan. So that's, you know, a really big deal. And so we're just super excited to be offering it for the regional competition, and then they'll go to a state, et cetera. So we're just really excited about it.
I love that they contribute to a 529 education savings
yes.
plan, because that way it's restricted in the manner in which it is spent, right?
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
It actually each state's first place winner will the school that they attend will actually receive a $5,000 award to the school. So, and, you know, like I said, along the way, the students receive trophies and certificates and cash prizes and all kinds of swag. So it makes it fun, of course. And then, you know, but it's also teaching them something very important.
And how many years has this program been going on now? Did you say
it's three? It's been going on for about 3 years. Up until 2026, not all states have participated. This is actually the first year that Louisiana is participating. And I believe there are about 4 or 5 chambers of commerce across the state that are hosting regional competitions. So we're really excited. You know, it's all for the 250th birthday of the United States, as you mentioned earlier. They really had a push to get it into all 50 states.
That's awesome. So if you're a student and you want to apply to be a part of this competition, how do you go about doing that?
So they can go to our website, and we have a special page set up, and it's sttammanychamber.org/civicsbee. And there's an application portal, and they go on, and there's all kinds of study guides for the students. There's a guide to fulfill the actual essay part of the competition, which is what they have to do to kind of get started. And there's also, I just wanted to kind of throw out there for any of the teachers or school people that might be out there listening, there's actually an educator toolkit on our website, so that we're hoping that the schools will actually participate and put this in the classrooms. They'll be able to incorporate it in their curriculum. We've had a very good conversation with our local school board here on the North Shore, as well as some of the Archdiocese schools. And, you know, I'm hoping that the classes in the 5th, 6th, and 7th, 8th grade will be able to participate. So the application, the essay is actually open until February 3rd, and that's the deadline for the students to fulfill that initial application. An an essay.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, what has been, have y'all been able to gauge what the reaction has been, this year being Louisiana's first year?
Yes, everybody is really excited about it from the school perspective. Like I said, the meetings that I've had with the school board and the archdiocese, I've even started reaching out to some of the local youth groups. The Girl Scouts of Southeast Louisiana is going to be participating and encouraging their girls to participate. There's actually a badge that they can receive, so that's kind of cool. And, you know, I'm reaching out to a lot of the other youth groups and community groups in the area to just get the word out. But everybody seems very receptive. I think it's something that everybody agrees is necessary. And so we're getting a lot of really good feedback so far.
So this is open to 6th, 7th, 8th graders. If you have an interest
Correct.
in this competition, you can go to St. Tammany, STTAMMANY, chamber.org/civics, B. That's CIVICSBEE. And the application is self-explanatory. Great opportunity for kids. And remember that the portal is open, but it closes. It's now open, but it closes February 3rd, 2026. Final thoughts, Michelle?
We're just really happy to be participating. We feel that civics plays a crucial role in shaping of our country's future. And we encourage all of the students out there who hear about this and all the parents, of course, to share it with the kids and get involved in the process and help them study. And we know it will be a great success. And we look forward to hosting the actual live competition in April of next year. And we can't wait to see how the students do. And hopefully somebody from our area will be going ranking up through the state and hopefully the national level competition.
And hopefully this will influence our schools throughout the state to engage more in civics education. I think it will.
Yes. Right. Yes, we hope so. Yes.
Absolutely. Michelle Biggs, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for you guys stepping up and being part of this program. I'm really excited about it. Michelle is the vice president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. When we come back, we'll visit with Paul Flower, managing member of Mercy Partners. They're the folks that own the long abandoned Lindy Boggs Medical Center. They purchased it a couple of years ago, and they're trying to put this back into the stream of commerce, and they'll tell us about how this bond package that you will be voting on November 15th will facilitate them doing so. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.